What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Leave It to the Cool Shites to Fuck Up the Unfuckable. So, Cool Shites, as you guys may or may not know, you probably don't know, Cool Shites refers to black people of Kush, which is southern Egypt, now known as Nubia. And these black people, obviously, they lived in Egypt, and we Jews dealt with black people as far back as 3,500 plus years ago. Now, I do apologize if you guys see me rubbing my eyes. I got sunscreen. Some of it might get in my eyes, so this is why I'm... My eyes are red. Sometimes I get sunscreen in my eyes and I just have to rub it out, which actually makes it worse, but it is what it is. It doesn't kill me. I haven't went blind, so I guess it's all good in the hood. So getting back to the point of the video about the Kushites. So the Kushites were black people who eventually, but for a short period of time, they did take over Egypt. Give me a second, guys. Oh, damn, that's a lot better. Okay. Alright, that's a little bit better, you know. So, I know some of you guys are saying, oh, you got sunscreen, you got your white stuff on your face, and you got a pink towel. That's sus. Hey, dude, it's called sunscreen, and it's a piece of shit towel, dude. I'm not gonna get a good towel and end up abusing it, you know? So, the Kushites, aka black people of Nubia, they did take over Egypt for a short period of time, and eventually when the Egyptians got their act together, they kicked the Kushites back down south to where they came from. So when black people today spurg on the internet and they say, we was kings, they're not lying. So, as you guys probably know by now, especially if you've been following track of the Passport Fool movement, because of a retarded kid who cuts hair for $2.99, a lot of black people are going down to Medellin in Colombia, sexually exploiting women, harassing women. And, you know, these are usually dusty black dudes, pooky wannabes, you know, black dudes who couldn't get laid in America. So they go overseas thinking to themselves, oh, yeah, bro, I'm going to make it rain cash money on these hoes. And they're all going to give me, like, you know, a pooky treatment. But at the end of the day, you're sexually unattractive to any woman. Like QB Willie said, territory doesn't matter. If you can't get woman in America, you're not gonna get woman overseas. If you have to make it rain cash money on them hoes, then you just a trick. That's all there is to it. Anyway, so I know that Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, I know he made videos such as Medellin is Disneyland, and that all Latin American women are for sale. You know, his entire channel was, oh, look at me, guys. I just landed in Thailand. I landed in Bolivia. I landed in Peru. And look, I got this baddie on my arms because I'm a hip black cat. So a lot of you guys out there, a lot of you low IQ niggers, you thought to yourself, oh, yeah, man, all I have to do is hop on a plane and women are going to bust it wide open for me because I'm an exotic black man. When in reality, a lot of you guys are lame, squares, dusties, and you got drugged, robbed, and murdered to the point where the American Embassy in Medellin in Colombia was like, hey man, reconsider travel to Colombia because so many black people are getting robbed, drugged, and murdered. And even some white boys and Asian dudes ended up falling victim to these crimes because of this whole Passport Fool movement, that if you're a Westerner, you got some money, all of a sudden you're gonna find love in Latin America, you know? So in the picture of this thumbnail is the mayor of Medellin, okay? Now, as you guys know, that a American passport fool, he was caught sleeping with underage girls in Medellin. They were 12 and 13 years old. He was caught with them, but he fled Colombia. And now the Colombian authorities are like, no, man. Not just the Colombian authority, but even the Colombian people are like, look, we don't want these passport fools in our country. Now, I know some of you ninjas out there are going to get smart. And you're going to say, oh, Amar, that pedophile, he was a white man. It's like, yeah, he's still a passport fool. You guys out there need to understand this really good. White boys have been doing passport fool shit for over 80 years. Let me tell you something. I know this American dude, he's like 80 some, he's like 82 years old, okay? The guy's been doing passport bullshit since the time of John F. Kennedy, like since 1962. He's been doing passport bullshit for over 60 years. And there are other Americans who are doing passport bullshit, you know, even longer. But yet, black people do passport fool shit for literally 2 years, and you have worldwide governments imposing visas. You have the mayor of a freaking city, like a big city, going to the airport and telling black people, don't do sex tourism in my city. And I know a lot of you ninjas out there, you're like, oh man, that's racist for the mayor to single out the black man. What you guys need to understand is that the mayor of Medellin, by singling out black men who just arrived in Medellin airport, he's actually doing you a big, big favor. And I'm going to tell you why. You see, it's not the Colombian government you all have to worry about. It's going to be the Colombian people. You guys want to know who hates American blacks the most? Afro-Colombians, okay? Don't believe me? Ask QB Willie, okay? QB Willie knows. I got me an Afro-Colombiana. And I asked her about the passport fool movement. She's like, I want all these people in prison, okay? So what's going to happen, and we're going to start seeing it, is that a lot of these Colombian dudes out there, they're going to start, like, murdering black people, okay? Now, since I'm part black myself, I know a lot of you ninjas out there, like, you have straight hair. How the fuck can you be black? Dude, this is Japanese straight hair. Let me close the window a little bit. It's a little bit too loud. I don't have air conditioning in the car because I'm a cheap-ass Jew, but this is fine. So again, a lot of you ninjas out there are saying, oh, Amar, you ain't black. You got straight hair. Dude, this is Japanese straight hair. This is Japanese hair straightening, okay, guys? This is my... See this? This is a short hair up here. This is my authentic hair up here, guys. See how my short hair that's, you know, curly going up? That's my freaking afro, guys. And again, because I'm doing sunscreen, that helps me not become black. But guys, I'm telling you right now, right here, if I was to cut off my hair and I was to not do sunscreen, I'd be blacker than Myron Gaines. Which reminds me, Myron Gaines' entire channel is built on nigger this, nigger that. Dudes, I met Myron Gaines in person. Myron Gaines is more Arab than me. He speaks Arabic better than me. Yet, you guys love it when Myron Gaines says nigger that, nigger this. And then when I say nigger that, nigger this, you guys are like, racist, racist. Dudes, I have more of a right to the word nigger than Myron Gaines does, okay? And another thing, the word nigger means inferior person, okay? Doesn't necessarily mean black. Black does not equal nigger. If you think black equals nigger, then you're racist, okay? Nigger equals inferior person, like Coach Bitchville, who's Lily White. He a big-time nigger, okay? So, point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that the word nigger refers to inferior people. And passport fools, regardless of their color, are niggers. It's that simple, okay? I mean, come on, dudes. You all taking, you all following around some 20-some-year-old kid who cuts hair for $2.99 and lets his mama get drunk on a live stream with her titties hanging out? Come on, what's wrong with you people, you know? See, this is a problem with the passport fool movement. There's a lot of you niggers out there. You're just too damn low IQ, too damn stupid, too damn worthless. And this is why black women have... Do you guys know black women have murdered more people than World War I and World War II combined? Do you guys know that? I know some of you are going to be like, wait a minute. I don't see a black woman walking down the street shooting shit up. Skull the abortion, motherfucker. Black women have aborted, a.k.a. murdered, more innocent people than World War I, World War II combined, okay? Trust and believe, if these very same black women were pregnant with white daddy's kids, they'd never ever have an abortion. And you guys out there need to understand, man, this whole black is beautiful thing, it's all bullshit. Let me tell you something about us Jews. So for those of you don't know, I got DNA going from black African all the way up to blue eye blonde white Ashkenazi with like Middle Eastern, Greek and Italian in the middle. Now fortunately for me, you know, the Jewish side is my dominant side. And as you guys know, I'm very open about hiding my blackness, okay? Again, this is Japanese hair straightening, dudes. Okay, this so-called light skin, this is sunscreen, okay? Like I said, I cut my hair off, I stopped using sunscreen. I'm blacker than Myron Gaines, who's more Arab than I am, by the way, okay? So... you guys out there gotta understand this, dudes. Your women are openly going... See, the problem with the black woman, the reason why black women chimp out like they do is because they can't get white zaddy, okay? Let me tell you something. Here in the small community, well, it's not small anymore, but in this predominantly white area I live in Martin County... like, all the fine black women, they're with white zaddy, dude. This is what you guys out there need to understand. If a black woman can get white zaddy, she'll never, ever go back to black dudes, okay? This is a fact. It's not even a personal opinion. Let me tell you something about black women, okay, guys? Let me tell you something, you know? The most loud, proud, arrogant, ignorant, loud-mouthed black woman... okay, when white zaddy comes around, she is a submissive kitty cat. Okay, guys? You guys need to understand. Black women hate black men because they view you as low status and inferior. And honestly, dudes, with black men out there, like praising a 20-some-year-old retarded kid who sexually harasses women... gets travel banned from multiple countries. What does that say about the status of black men when you guys worship some 20-year-old autistic kid, okay? So, can we really blame black women for not wanting black men? You guys gotta understand, like Sandman said, women are nature's certain algorithm, okay? When you see... black woman talking so much shit about black men, they genuinely look, if a black woman can kill a grown black man, she'll do it. I mean, if black women are already killing black fetuses, don't think for a minute that black woman will not kill a grown ass black man, okay? When you guys gotta understand, okay? And special shout out to UGA nationalists for bringing this up, okay? The black American people, like the, you know, you black Americans, you guys were the inferior blacks from the Bantu tribe back in Africa where high IQ black people like my ancestors were like, we don't want these niggers out here. Hey, white boy, come and get these ninjas, you know? So, you know, jokes on the white dude, okay? So, you inferior Bantu black people here in America, you guys gotta understand and understand this really good, okay? You guys are a special breed of retard, okay? You see, we as Jews, okay, we've known for 3,500 years that black people, not all melanated people, okay, let's get that out in the open, but we as Jews, we have known for 3,500 years that black people are, for all intents and purposes, low IQ losers, okay? This is why black people use this is why the Jews use black people as the canary in the coal mine, okay? In the coal mine. When the Jews want to, like, experiment on the masses, they go after black people first. As we all know, single motherhood, welfare, degeneracy, crack, cocaine, AIDS, all these bad stuff was introduced into the black community. And that's because we Jews know, as long as we tell the black people black is beautiful, shit like that, black people will keep voting for us, you know. What's his name? Lyndon B. Johnson said, you know, I'm passing all these pro-black laws so these niggers can vote Democrat for the next 200 years. So, at the end of the day, guys, Jews know that as long as you butter up black people, you can abuse black people all you want, all day, every day. And then, you know what happens when a person like me comes out and says, hey, black dudes, you're all getting used and abused. You're all being played. You guys are like, oh man, you're racist. You a hater. You jealous of the black man. Guys, what the fuck am I jealous of, really, guys? I mean, am I jealous of your nappy hair? Am I jealous of your low IQ? Am I jealous of your gorilla face? Hell no, dudes. Hell to the no, I'm not jealous of that. But you black people say, oh, you jealous of the black man because you guys know that you don't have what it takes to level up. Now, you guys take me for example. Again, dudes, this is my authentic afro here. This is my Japanese straightened hair, okay, guys? Look, I don't hide it, guys. I hide my blackness, okay? Again, Japanese straightened hair. Sunscreen so I don't get too dark, okay? I hide my blackness because I don't want people... Look at my curly hair, okay, guys? This is my authentic afro hair here, okay? This is my authentic afro hair. Again, I am purposely hiding my blackness, okay? Because I don't want to be associated with degeneracy, depravity, shit like that. Guys, I know that not all black people are thugs, terrorists, criminals, lowlifes, and shit like that. I know that, okay? But the average person doesn't know that, okay? Even Coach Craig Adams said, thanks to the Passport Fool movement, I can't go to Latin America. Because if I go to Latin America, they're going to think I'm another sex-starved tourist walking around grabbing his junk saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog, where the pussy at? You know, where the bitches at? You know? So, what the fuck is that? Oh, yeah, that's a car in front of me. Okay, that's fine. It has nothing to do with me. So, what I'm trying to get to you guys, black dudes out there, is that you gotta hide your blackness, okay? I knew a guy I used to work with. He's a really smart guy, okay? Half black, half white. He looks white, okay? He's like, I don't tell anybody I'm half black, okay? So, you guys out there, you gotta hide your blackness. That's number one. Number two, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. get with non-black woman. You know, a lot of people out there, they think that, a lot of black people out there think that I'm anti-black people going overseas. No, I'm actually very, very pro-black people going overseas. And the reason why I am pro-black people going overseas is that black men need to start, breeding their race out. Let me say that one more time, okay? The reason why I am pro-black people going overseas is that so they can breed out their inferior genetics, okay? Like, you guys take me for example, okay? I want Stacy. That's what I want. I don't want no Hojabi. I don't want no Indian chick. I don't want no Southeast Asian chick. I want white woman. She could be a white Latina. That's perfectly fine. But at the end of the day, dudes, I need me a white woman that's gonna help me get my black genes out, okay? Look, real talk, motherfuckers. I don't want my kids to have to go to a hairstylist every 8 or 9 months to get their hair straightened, okay? I don't want my kids to be walking around with, like, sunscreen all over their face, okay? So, I know some of you guys out there are going to say, oh, Amr, that's so mean of you. Look, I tell you the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth. I'm not one of those liars who can tell you, oh, black man, you're exotic, it's that bad, get your passports, the second you hop off a plane, women are going to be throwing themselves at you because you're exotic, even though you're a lame-ass dusty. And, you know, this is how a lot of black men ended up getting drugged, robbed, murdered, kidnapped even in Colombia, because you guys, you know, you hopped off a plane, your Tinder blew up, and you're like, oh, man, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother was right. I am a black gang over here. Turned out to be fucking criminals who took your money, scoped you, murdered you, and left your body for dead in the middle of the Colombian jungle, okay? So I'm here to tell black men out there, and you guys need to understand, I don't care if you have too much melanin in your skin. I really don't. Because again, as a black man myself, I understand that not all of us are pookies and thugs and criminals and misfits and then do nothings. I know that. But the Ukrainian people, they don't know that. The mayor of Medellin, he don't know that. The cartels don't know that. You know, the cartels are going to look at black people are all the same. You know, as far as the cartels and the Ukrainians and just about everybody out there who doesn't know what I and Euro GA nationalists know, they're gonna think that, you know, a decent, respectable black man like Coach Greg Adams is equal to a kid who walks around Latin America harassing women. Hi, 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 with his faggot ass voice, you know? So that's the problem, dudes. This is why I'm telling you black guys out there, hide your blackness. Hide it, okay? That's number one. Hide your blackness. Number two, don't go where other black people go because they're gonna associate you with them. You guys need to understand, man. Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, he wasn't the first black man to get a fucking passport and leave America. There have been black people who have been doing passport fool shit for decades. They just never told you all about it because they know, just like I as a black man know, we all know, decent, respectable black men like myself, Coach Greg Adams, and just about every melanated person on MGTOW TV, we know. We know the second we say, hey, black men, pussy over here, we're going to get the pookies, we're going to get the criminals, we're going to get the thugs, we're going to get the degenerate people, okay? We know that. This is why we don't advertise what we do overseas. Now, these passport pookies who advertise this whole pussy over here, these want your money, okay? You guys need to understand. A retarded kid who's like 20 fucking years old, he went from cutting hair for $2.99 to traveling all over the world, eating filet mignon, lobster tails, staying in fucking five-star hotels, eating out four times a day, all because he told black people, pussy over here, and you guys just gave him money, you know? So that's exactly, see, at the end of the day, guys, I've said this in past videos, and I'm going to say it again, dudes. When humanity first started, nature needed black people, because black people were walking around saying, pussy, 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 food, food, food. That's all humanity needed when we started out. Today, outside of a song and a dance and chasing after a ball, there's really no need to have black people today. Like TFM said, you know, Aborigines should be put into a, they should be put into like a museum or a zoo, okay? There is no need to have Aborigines, okay? There is no need to have black people. You know, I was on Twitter today, and a white dude, I guess, or a non-black dude, you know, he posted a meme saying, we black people will go back to Africa, but on one condition, we will take back all our inventions. And the whole chat was like peanut butter, because as we all know, peanut butter was invented by a black man. So at the end of the day, you black people really didn't invent anything, you know? And the black people who did invent shit, guess what? They don't want to be associated with black. I don't want to be associated with black people. And you guys have to understand, when I talk negatively about the black man, is the same way I talk negatively about the Jews. I'm talking about the niggers. I'm talking about the inferior people, the malicious people out there. That's what I'm really talking about. I don't care if you have too much melanin or not enough melanin, okay? I genuinely don't care about that. I care about your character, okay? So too much melanin, not enough melanin, in my world, that means absolutely nothing, okay? I just care about your character. That's the most important thing for me. I only care about your character. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else other than, are you a good, decent human being, okay? So when I speak negatively about the black culture, I'm talking about the thugs, the pookies, the ray-rays, you know, the degenerate scumbag out there, okay? That's what I mean when I talk about black people in a negative way. And again, at the end of the day, guys, the problem with the black... See, the black community has two major problems. Number one, you guys support Pookie and Ray Ray, okay? Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, okay? He did overseas the same thing that black people talk shit about when it comes to America. In fact, Steve Urkel's retarded brother said, I want to go to every country and have a baby mama in every country, every city I go to. It's like, bruh, bruh, bruh. You are creating the same problem as you black people created here in America, okay? Who's making all these black women single mothers? It's not white daddy. It's not me. It's black men. Yet the same black men who say, oh man, I want to go find me a traditional woman overseas. What do? They make baby mamas, single baby mamas overseas. What else do? They go out there, they sexually exploit women, okay? So the same shit that made black women the way they are here in America, you black people, you passport fools, you're doing that same nigger shit overseas. And I'm telling you guys, okay? Overseas people, they're not okay with that, okay? I'm telling you guys, it's not the Colombian government you have to worry about. It's gonna be Afro-Colombians. It's gonna be the Colombian people are gonna be like, no, no, we're not gonna have these niggers coming over to our countries, creating single baby mamas and their mulatto kids, and who are gonna rob, murder, and steal, you know, BLM, burn, loot, and murder. These are the guys who are gonna finally say, enough is enough, we're just gonna murder black people in mass. This is why I'm telling you, black dudes out there, if you can hide being black like me, do it, okay? If you can't hide being black, don't hang around other black people overseas. Again, guilt by association. Like I said, dudes, I know that not all melanated people are scumbags. I know that, okay? But most people, they're gonna view all black people are the same. So the number one problem with the black people is that you guys, at the end of the day, you guys support degenerate pookies, ray-rays, horrible people, the very same people you all complain about, you guys end up supporting them. And the second thing is, the second problem with black people is that you guys don't hold your criminals, you guys don't hold your malicious people accountable. You're always saying, like, for example, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, you guys are always saying, oh man, he's a young buck, he's learning the way, eventually he's gonna find black Jesus and he's gonna get humbled. It's like, no dudes, the more you guys support him, the more arrogant he becomes, you know. So the two big problems with the black community is that you support the very same black people that you guys complain about. You guys, at the end of the day, you guys complain about Tyrone, Thuggo, Pookie, and Ray Ray, but who do you guys end up supporting? The very same black people that you guys complain of. That's number one. Number two, when these same black people, when they end up committing, you know, crimes and all sorts of bad shit, you guys are like, oh, well, they didn't do nothing, man. It's like, dude, the guy got kicked out of Brazil. They wouldn't let him go to Nicaragua to begin with. And you guys are like, oh, man, he didn't do nothing. It's because they're jealous of the black man. It's like, come on, dudes. Come on, dudes. At the end of the day, the problem lies with the black community. At the end of the day, guys, it's not white daddy's fault. It's not fucking my fault. It's not the Latinos person fault. At the end of the day, dudes, the fault lies 100% with the black community. You have nobody else to blame but yourself. Again, you guys are supporting Passport Pookie, and then when Passport Pookie gets called out by people like me, people like Travel Time with Paul, and even though Travel Time with Paul is a black dude, which honestly doesn't mean anything, you know, he's just a decent, good human being, I honestly think it's fucking racist of black people when they bring up race for everything. But when Austin Hallman gets called out by decent people like myself, Travel Time with Paul, and other people, you're like, oh man, you guys are either racist, jealous, or haters. Or when we are totally in the right and you guys can't come up with anything like that, you guys are like, oh well, he's just a young buck, eventually he's gonna find black Jesus and he's gonna humble himself. It's like, okay dude, just keep on coping, you know. And again dudes, trust and believe the black woman who murdered more innocent souls than World War I and World War II combined, if they were pregnant with white daddy's kids, no black woman would ever have an abortion, dudes. And another thing, you know, like Red Pill Married said on MGTOW TV, you black men, you are the garbage collectors of the dating world, okay? You know, Like, you guys take all the mentally ill, all the fat, all the ugly, or you just take all the horrible white woman that no other white dude, not even a fucking Indian, wants this white woman, and yet guess who's more than happy to take her and make her his queen? Black men. So, in conclusion of this video, black people, you gotta understand, again, when I say black people, I'm talking about the people who represent that degenerate, horrible culture. I don't care if you have too much melanin or not enough melanin, okay? It's fucking racism, you know? If I'm gonna say, oh, well, Coach Greg Adams, you know, he's equal to Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother because he's black, that's fucking racism, okay? I'm talking about the freaking culture, okay? That's what I'm talking about. A lot of you guys out there, you gotta stop thinking that everybody's out to get you. Ain't nobody's out to get you, okay? Eventually, people will be out to get you if you continue doing nigger shit. If you guys continue burning, looting, murder, especially if you do it overseas. I'm letting you black people out there. And again, when I say black people, I'm not talking to Coach Greg Adams. I'm not talking to Lionel McTow. I'm not talking to Rare Breed Theory. I'm not talking to the Red Knight on MGTOW TV, okay? I'm not talking to Austria D because they're not black. I know you guys are gonna be like, wait a minute, they're black, their skin is black. Yeah, they're not part of the degenerate black culture any more than I am, okay? So you black people out there gotta understand, once they start going off on you overseas, that's when American whites are going to be like, hey, let's get these niggers, okay? I'm telling you guys right now. When white, not if, okay, when white people chimp out, they're going to get rid of Jews, they're going to get rid of black people, okay? I don't want it to happen, okay? I don't want to see Jews getting offed. I don't want to see black people getting offed. I'm just letting you know that when white people finally lose it, they're gonna off blacks, they're gonna off Jews. If anything, I am saving black lives, I'm saving Jew lives by telling white people, hey man, not all us Jews, not all us blacks are degenerate, malicious people. That's number one. And for the Jews out there, for the blacks out there who are sitting on the fence, I'm just letting you guys know that, hey man, you've got to start, you know, saying, hey, we have nothing to do with the blacks, we have nothing to do with the Jews, okay? I'm not that black guy who walks around El Centro, you know, grabbing my junk saying, where the bitches at? Okay, I'm not that nigger, okay? Also, I'm not that same nigger Jew who, like, murders Palestinian kids. I'm not that nigger either, okay? So, at the end of the day, you people out there who are black, like, evil black culture, you Jews out there who are, like, into that evil Zionist bullshit, you gotta change yourself. You gotta become better people. You've got to stay away from the rest of your kind, because I'm letting you know, once white people chimp out, they're gonna off blacks, they're gonna off Jews. And again, I'm saving Jew lives, I'm saving black lives by telling, again, I hate to repeat myself, but I have to get this into everybody's head, okay? White people, not all Jews, not all black people are malicious criminals. Jews and blacks who are part of that malicious and evil, degenerate culture, you guys need to give up on those evil, malicious, degenerate ways, and you need to have nothing to do with people who continue to be in those evil path. So anyway guys, that's my video for today. I hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.